All right, guys. So what we're currently witnessing is a whole bunch of veterans are either beginning to turn on Trump or have already turned on Trump. And the reason they're doing it is very simple. It's very straightforward. We've had thousands of layoffs. At the VA, they're planning 80,000 layoffs. 80,000 layoffs. I mean, that is just mind-boggling. You also have veterans who have government jobs, because a lot of veterans work in the government. They're getting laid off. Elon canceled millions and millions in contracts that go to disabled veterans who own small businesses. And so basically in every imaginable way, veterans are getting hyper screwed over by this administration. I mean, you guys remember, they cut off the suicide hotline for veterans. I mean, it does not get any darker than that. And it really just rips the mask off of what DOGE is. DOGE has nothing to do with stopping waste, fraud, and abuse, as we're told is their goal. Nothing to do with it. That's the cover story. That's the lie that they tell in order to do what? Dismantle the government. Elon is openly an anti-government fundamentalist. He's an anti-government extremist. He likes Javier Milei, the psycho running Argentina who runs around with a chainsaw and slashes government spending all over the place. Well, guess what? That's like people's pensions and shit, right? He's an anarcho-capitalist. Now, Elon, exact same philosophy. The only difference is Elon says, whoa, 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 whoa. When it's the $8 million a day that I get in tax money, I love that. I took $38 billion in taxpayer money. I love that. I'm not cutting that. I'm cutting it for you. I'm cutting it for regular people. I'm cutting it for veterans who serve this country. And so here we go. I got a few videos to show you. We're just getting warmed up. This is a little appetizer. Here's one veteran who, this guy is not fully there yet, but he's looking at it like, it doesn't look right. Here we go.
Did you vote for President Trump?
I did, three times.
Why?
Because I thought he was the right person for the job, and I didn't expect this.
It's estimated at least 6,000 veterans have lost their government jobs over the past month.
Kind of ironic.
Many of them are disabled vets, like Stephen Dow.
And then they said, you have about 5 minutes. Pack up your personal things.
Dow served in the Air Force for 20 years. A blast in Afghanistan left him with a broken neck.
Why did you decide to look for a job with the federal government?
Because I want to continue to serve.
He started working as an executive assistant at the Pentagon 9 months ago.
I mean, your review says you have a mastery of technology. Steve sets the standard for productivity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were good at your job.
I was. Yeah. I take initiative for things. I find things that are broken and try to fix them. And that's ingrained in me from when I was in the military.
Did you vote for President Trump?
I did, three times.
Why?
Because I thought he was the right person for the job. And I didn't expect this.
So what's your message to him now?
Take a closer look.
The take a closer look thing. Like, man, I want to wake you up. I want to shake you out of it. He doesn't give a fuck about you. Like, he doesn't care. He's totally fine with all of you getting laid off. He's fucking golfing at Mar-a-Lago, and he gave the keys to the White House to Elon Musk, and he's like, go to town. He thinks Elon is some fucking mega genius, which he's not. He's an idiot. And he's like, whatever you do, I have total faith in it. I think you're a genius. Right? And there's that corrupt agreement. Richest man in the world gave Trump $270 million. Lets this guy run the government. This is the shit Elon does. If he takes a closer look, he's gonna go, yeah, I saw. Thousands of veterans were fired. And? I don't give a fuck. He doesn't care. These people don't care about you. Say what you want about Democrats, but would thousands of veterans and disabled veterans have been fired from their jobs if a Democrat was in office? We all know that's not the fucking case. We know that's not the case. Biden didn't fire them. All right, but as I said, we're just getting warmed up. This guy is the most, I'd say, still delusional about the current situation. Here we go. Here's another one. Three-time Trump-voting disabled veteran was fired from the IRS by Elon Musk and DOGE. He didn't think they would come for him, too. Here we go.
I just feel like I've just been swept up in a dustpan and thrown out.
James Diaz started his job at the IRS office in Galesburg last April. First as a tax advisory specialist, then a few months later as a fuel compliance officer, a move he took as a promotion with a pay raise.
This right here is my termination letter.
A week ago today, Diaz was fired, receiving a letter from the Federal Office of Personnel Management.
Here's where it comes. Taking into account your performance and in light of mission needs, the agency finds that your continued employment at this agency is not in the public interest.
Diaz is a combat veteran. He served in the Army during the first Gulf War. After working as a truck driver and in manufacturing factories, he got his college degree in 2020.
I am upset, mad, and just confused at how they could treat people who put their life on the line for the country, who put themselves in harm's way, can be treated like this.
He says his OMP letter implies he was underperforming, something he calls a lie.
This was my first boss's narrative on my performance.
Diaz showed us his performance reviews.
You consistently take steps to identify and avoid work delays. You attempt to use your time in an efficient manner, whether waiting on customers, researching, or other duties assigned. You keep yourself constantly busy with productive work. Absolutely directly contradicts the, you know, what I've got in that OPM letter.
He took pride working for the federal government. Now, as he's left to find a new job, all he feels is frustration.
I voted for Trump, but I still support, you know, a lot of his policies, but I don't necessarily support the method that he's implementing them. It's like, to me, there's no thought behind it. It's just chop and roll, and then we'll fix it at the other end. A lot of us didn't deserve this.
They think you do. This is what you need to understand. They think you do. Like, wake up. They don't care about you. You know how many people have been fired since Elon started hacking around in the back of our government and dismantling agencies that regulate his ass? Minimum 100,000 to a high of 250,000 public sector layoffs. Now, add inflation on top of that. Now, add private sector job losses, which are coming. We're looking at stagflation. We're looking at a giant recession. We're looking at a stock market collapse. We're looking at that plus austerity politics. So when the economy goes south, they ain't going to do another fucking round of stimulus checks. They're all in on austerity, dog. So we are Foxville. We're looking at Herbert Hoover, Great Depression type shit, where he sat back and let the country implode and did dick. And then you needed FDR to come in and FDR to do the New Deal and save the goddamn country. These veterans need to wake up. But, to be fair, the two I showed you were like the two who were the ones who woke up the least, right? But I got more for you. Here we go. Another one.
So I know this probably isn't going to go anywhere, but I have something I would like to talk about, honestly. I go to the VA for mental health and various other reasons. Today I had an appointment and I checked in, and as I was checking in, they told me that my appointment has been canceled because my therapist has been let go. They specifically said because of these budget cuts of DOGE. And here's the thing, it took me a while to get integrated back into society, normal society. I've been shot at, I've been mortared constantly, blown up by IEDs, and patrolled streets daily while I was deployed. This is hard to admit, but a while ago, the VA and my friends pulled me back from a very poor decision. And now, without that, I have no safety net. And it's not just me either. You did this to millions of us who desperately need it. We desperately need these services. Some of the shit we have seen has been pretty fucking horrific. So my question basically is, why do you hate the people who serve so much? Was taking away veteran services worth your racism? Was it worth it fucking having a Christian nation? Was it worth it owning the fucking libs? Now there are going to be millions of us stranded with no lifeline, no hope, and all we see is just an ungrateful fucking nation. So, there's no more lifeline for me.
Elon should be in prison. I mean, it really is that simple. Elon should be in prison. He's a criminal. Everything he's been doing since day one, hacking into the back of the treasury, stealing the data, deleting government agencies he doesn't like, all of it's illegal. All of it's unconstitutional. But the person who is the fucking attorney in D.C. is a total Trump fucking sycophant, right? Like, I hope there's prosecutors out there keeping meticulous records as to every crime these people committed. Because what's happening to these people is a fucking crime. I mean, Elon was caught backdating Biden paperwork where Biden gave Tesla a $423,000 subsidy. Trump and Elon backdated it to try to say Tesla gets $400 million. Tesla's being investigated for fraud in Canada. We covered that story. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of fraud that they did at the last minute for some, you know, EV tax credit. They try to jam in a bunch at the last minute. Why? Because the company's fucking struggling. This guy's a fucking criminal. He's a criminal. He's a con artist. How many times has he done vaporware? How many times has he lied about you know, the Hyperloop or I'm going to get you to Mars in 10 years, cut to fucking 15 years later, we're not an inch closer to Mars. He's a liar. He's a con artist. He's a fraud, and he doesn't give a fuck about these veterans. There's another video going around, too, of a veteran and his wife, and this guy is fucking melting down, screaming at the top of his lung, because they fired his therapist, too. It looks like one of the main targets was, like, therapists at the VA, right? Like, they were like, oh, fuck it, we don't need them. Oh, my God. Oh, my, are you insane? That's who you're firing? These people are, again, you're taking away their fucking, their lifeline. So, by the way, Lincoln Project put together a video that's specifically targeted about these layoffs of veterans and disabled veterans and people at the VA who help the veterans. And this is, I mean, this ad speaks for itself. Watch this.
Hello, Daniel Caldwell. This is the VA Crisis Response Hotline. We're calling to inform you that your emergency request for in-person counseling for PTSD has been denied. To stop fraud, waste, and abuse, these services will be replaced by VetCare AI, powered by Grok, an X company. President Trump and Doge Chairman Musk, thank you for your service and being part of our efforts to eliminate waste. Have a nice day. Press 1 to repeat this message. Press 2 to return to main menu. Press 3 to leave a message, and an AI operator will call you back if your problem is deemed unwasteful. Goodbye.
Said every day 17 veterans take their lives, and Donald Trump and Elon Musk just slashed care for these people, along with other vital health programs for veterans and their families. Musk and Trump betrayed everyone who served and sacrificed, is what it says on the screen. Yeah, that's a dark ad, but it's totally legitimate. 17 veterans every day kill themselves. 17 veterans every day. That's with having a safety net there. Therapist there, the VA there for them, with a lot of these people getting jobs in the government. They serve the country, so the country serves them back, right? There's a lot of, by the way, I didn't know this until recently. Did you guys know? When we talk about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, most of the time when you hear that, you think it's solely like around race, maybe gender as well. But one of the biggest DEI factions is actually veterans. They're protected under DEI. It's its own category that gives sort of special protections. Well, all these executive orders destroying DEI, they're also putting their middle finger up to veterans. Somebody made a great point the other day. I think it was Van Lathan. He was talking about Jackie Robinson. And you know how they pulled down his page, his government page. He said, Jackie Robinson was a DEI hire. He was a DEI hire, right? He served this country. But then he also was the first black baseball player. Was it for the MLB? I'm not too familiar with baseball and the history there, but he was the first one. He broke the barrier, right? And he was a DEI hire. But that sort of talks to the point of DEI, right? The point of DEI wasn't, hey, let's make this meritless and give people who don't deserve it a chance. No, the point of DEI was, hey, these people literally never had a chance. They never had a chance. And so having DEI is an attempt to even it out, to make it so they get the same opportunities as others, right? And if Jackie Robinson is a DEI hire, were we better off or worse off with him basically playing professional baseball? Everybody knows the answer to that. Of course the answer is it was great, right? So it's an argument for DEI. And by the way, when they say, oh, we're targeting DEI, they're really just going after basic civil rights protections. Basic, like, the idea is, hey, you can't, if you are a government contractor, you can't solely hire white males, right? Like, you have to give others a chance. Now they're like, fuck it, you could do it, you could just hire 100% white males for fucking 100,000 jobs if you want, right? Like, this is what's happening. And so the attack on DEI also hurts veterans massively. Never mind the firing of veterans, never mind the firing of disabled veterans, never mind the massive cuts coming to the VA, which is healthcare for our veterans. I mean, look, it's an important point that a million people have made, right? When you talk about these DOGE cuts, you know what percentage are going to cutting the Pentagon, which, by the way, the Pentagon budget, $850 billion a year. It's probably more than that when you actually account for all the money. There's probably over a trillion every year. They can't account for over 60% of their money. They can't account for it. Over 60%. Why? Because there actually is a bunch of waste, fraud, and abuse and war profiteering. All the money going to Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and Boeing and Honeywell and all these defense contractors. And they shake the taxpayers down massively. Only 0.05% of the cuts were at the Pentagon. Only 0.05% of the DOGE cuts. So what are they actually cutting? Well, we're talking about right now, cutting the VA, screwing our veterans, screwing our disabled veterans, destroying the anti-scam police, the CFPB, destroying the Department of Education, cutting pediatric cancer research. So they're cutting all of the good things our government does. And they're leaving alone all of the fucking war profiteering and warmongering and corporate slush fund. They're leaving all that alone. So, yeah, I mean, it speaks for itself, right? But a bunch of veterans are now waking up. And you can't say we didn't warn you, man. You can't say we didn't warn you. But the wake-up call is unfortunately coming in the form of mass layoffs of innocent people. And it's horrific.